following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge Family? Pastor David here with Friday's Refuge Daily. Want to come to you guys with a quick encouragement out of the book of Hebrews. This is where I'm at in my devotional time with the Lord. I'm in Hebrews and Leviticus. I want to read a section. It starts Hebrews chapter 7, starting at verse 20, going to the end of the chapter. It says, "And inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, 'The Lord has sworn and he will not relent, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.' By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, because he continues forever, speaking of Jesus, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weaknesses, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son who has been perfected forever." So kind of a lot going on here. It's been contrasting. The book of Hebrews really is contrasting Jesus with just about everything else. Jesus is better and higher than Moses, better than the angels, better than this, better than that. And so now it's talking about the priesthood. And we remember the priesthood from the Old Testament. God would call specific people to be these priests that would offer sacrifices. All of this, which, by the way, was a foreshadow of the things that would have to happen, the sacrifices that would have to happen. It was a foreshadow of the ultimate sacrifice that would take place. And so Jesus, they're contrasting the priests that would have to offer for themselves because they were sinners. But Jesus, as our great high priest, doesn't need to offer anything for himself because he is without sin. And likewise, where there in the Old Testament had to be continual sacrifices as a continual reminder for the sin that we committed, Jesus had this sacrifice, which was a once and for all sacrifice for all sin. But there's this verse in here that we just read, and it's verse 25, where it says, "Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him." Speaking of us, right? "Since he always lives to make intercession for them." That means God legitimately right now, Jesus, is praying for you, which is crazy. You know, we're reading this book on staff. It's called, see if I can get it in here. It's called Gentle and Lowly. I actually have a couple extra copies. So if any of you guys see me around church and want to stop me and say, "Hey, you talked about Gentle and Lowly," would love to give a copy out to you. The book has been incredibly impactful already in my life. And I'm on like chapter 8, you know, so I'm not even halfway through it yet. But it goes into this, and it talks about this passage in Hebrews 7:25. And this is what it says, and I want to read it because it was really encouraging to me. It says, "We all tend to have some small pocket of our life where we have difficulty believing the forgiveness of God reaches. We say we are totally forgiven, and we sincerely believe our sins are forgiven, pretty much anyway. But there's that one deep, dark part of our lives, even our present lives, that seems so intractable, so ugly, so beyond recovery. To the uttermost in Hebrews 7:25 means God's forgiving, redeeming, restoring touch reaches down into the darkest crevices of our souls, those places where we are most ashamed, most defeated. More than this, those crevices of sin are themselves the places where Christ loves us the most. His heart willingly goes there. His heart is most strongly drawn there. He knows us to the uttermost, and he saves us to the uttermost because his heart is drawn out to us to the uttermost. We cannot sin our way out of his tender care." Now, I want to, as I read that the first time, again, it brought me, I would say it brought me comfort, not because I'm living in habitual sin. It brought me comfort because I felt like it allowed me to see the heart of Christ. I feel like that section that I just read right there is very biblically accurate to what we see in the Bible. Now, at the very end of that quote that I read where it says, we cannot sin our way out of his tender care, that is not a statement to be taken if that's the case, then I can go and sin and do whatever I want. That's not what he's saying at all, right? And as children, as sons and daughters of God, we shouldn't desire to do that. But the thought behind it is, God here, our great high priest who offered, a once and for all sacrifice himself, who did not have to offer, who didn't have to offer a sin offering for himself because he's sinless, but he's given himself as that offering, as that sacrifice, because he is such a great high priest. It says that he can save us to the uttermost, as far as you can think. That's the God we're talking about. Saves to the uttermost. And I love that where it says he knows us to the uttermost, meaning he knows everything that you think about. He knows all the things that you've said. He knows all the things that we've even forgot about. I was talking with a gentleman earlier this week. We grabbed a meal and he was asking, he's like, well, what about the sins we've committed that we forgot about? And it's like, yeah, God has saved us from those things. He's forgiven us of those things, even the things that we don't really remember doing, right? Or maybe some of you guys had a colorful past and maybe you were under the influence, maybe a little too much, right? And you don't even remember half the stuff you did. And it's like, here's the thing. You come to Christ. Christ has saved you to the uttermost. He's forgiven you of that. And because he's forgiven you and saved you of that, he doesn't just want you to exist within this, like, okay, I'm forgiven, awesome, like, and just sit there. He wants that to propel you forward. You're a forgiven person. Go forgive. You have a great high priest who saves you to the uttermost. Go to the uttermost and tell people about the God who wishes to save them to the uttermost, if that makes sense. And so, again, this was something that really, I was reading this chapter, I think it was last week, and then in my devotions, I was reading chapter 7, and I was like, oh man, I just read that in that book, Gentle and Lowly. And so that idea that God saves us to the uttermost, and then at the same time that Jesus, his ministry currently, right? We read about in the Gospels what his ministry was when he was here in bodily form. But now since Jesus is not here in bodily form and we make up the body of Christ, what is Jesus doing now? It says his ministry is intercession. He's praying for you. He's praying for me today, which is crazy. Even in those moments, man, where you think of, man, today has been brutal. It's been difficult. This season has been brutal and difficult. What is going on? Father, I don't understand what the heck is going on. Would you help me? Jesus is interceding for you. I heard it, and it might even have been in this book as well. Can you imagine if Jesus was here in bodily form? And let's just say he lived in your house, your apartment, wherever you're at. How much comfort would it bring you if you came home and you're looking for Jesus in your house and you go to where his room is, and his room, his door is kind of open, but it's the door is kind of shut, and you see him on his knees praying to his Father for you? What would that do to you to go, man, this is the Son of God. This is the creator, sustainer of all things, Messiah, Savior, and he's praying for me. What would that do to you? How would that change your perspective on your day? Would it give you hope? Would it encourage you? The reality is, Jesus, his ministry right now is to intercede, to stand in between of us and the Father. He's interceding for us to the uttermost. And so I would just say, guys, that's an encouragement. That's an encouragement. Our God can save to the uttermost. He has saved to the uttermost. He will save to the uttermost. And he is interceding for you right now. So take heart, be of good courage, as Jesus would say, and understand that he has you. He's got you. He's got a plan for you. We're not always going to understand why we're going through what we're going through. That's reality. Our job is not to understand always. Our job is to believe and trust that the one who does understand has a plan. So Refuge family, I hope this brings you some encouragement today. We love you and we'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.